Sometimes writing an entire story can seem a bit daunting, but what if you only had to add one chapter to a story being written by an entire community? That is part of the premise behind Story Drop, beginning April 16th. I'm speaking with Bill Skoronek about Chattanooga's first Story Drop experience. If you've ever been a part of improvisational storytelling, you might be ready to become a writer for Story Drop. Bill, what is your involvement in this literary game?
I actually founded Story Drop Chattanooga. The program originally started in Atlanta last year in 2014. It was inspired by Free Arts Friday. Free Arts Friday is a program in Atlanta where on the first Friday of every month, local artists will leave their artwork hidden throughout the city with hints on social media as far as where the artwork can be. The first person to find that artwork gets to keep it, and then they'll post on social media where they found it. So the two women who founded Story Drop Atlanta thought that they could do something very similar, but with a notebook and creating a story written by all of the citizens of Atlanta. So they started with three notebooks. They began each notebook with one or two pages of a story that they made up. Then they hid those notebooks throughout the city, again using social media to leave hints as far as where it is. The person who would find that notebook would read the pages of the story and then add their own page and then hide it somewhere else. And again, using social media to point out where the notebooks are so the next person can find them and continue on with the story.
This is in conjunction with the Southern Literature Conference.
Yes. We are kicking off Story Drop Chattanooga at the Celebration of Southern Literature, which is put on by the Southern Literary Alliance. And that begins on Thursday, April 16th.
And that also is the first day for Story Drop. And I understand some of the guests at that conference will be beginning your stories.
Yes. Roy Blunt Jr. is an author, a regional author, who has agreed to start one of the notebooks. We'll have two notebooks, so we're hoping to find another author, which I'm sure we can, to start the second one. And then during the course of the three-day conference, we will be asking people to then continue on the story. So people who are involved in the celebration can also continue on with the story. And then once the celebration is all done, I'm sure that the notebooks will not be filled out. Then we'll begin actually placing them throughout the city.
The way it works is you hunt out these notebooks. It's kind of like an Easter egg hunt, mm-hmm. only it's a journal. And then you add your page, preferably about one page, maybe a little more.
True.
And then you hide it. Now, which social media location are we talking about? Is there a Facebook page for this, an Instagram tag? How do you find it?
We'll be using Twitter and Instagram with the hashtag StoryDropCHA. So anybody who finds the notebook will, again, write their one or two pages of story, and then they will hide it and then take to Twitter or take to Instagram with hints as far as where they hid the notebook and use the hashtag StoryDropCHA. So those individuals who are following that hashtag or following us on Twitter at StoryDropCHA can see where the notebooks are going.
Once the notebooks are complete, you've run out of pages, not necessarily run out of story, what happens with them?
We will have a special reading that will be put on by the Southern Literary Alliance at some point in time in the future. We are starting with two notebooks, so our hopes is that they will be filled up relatively quickly and that we don't lose track of them. In Atlanta, they started out with three notebooks, and unfortunately, they lost track of one of those notebooks, and I don't believe it's been found yet. So we hope to have a better success in keeping track of the notebooks. And again, the Southern Lit Alliance has agreed to put on a reading of the notebook. So anybody who has actually participated is more than welcome to come and listen to the story that they actually had a part in creating.
And that information, of course, will be on your Twitter feed.
Exactly. It will be on our Twitter feed as well as the Southern Lit Alliance webpage and their social media channels.
Any hint as to the types of places people are likely to find these notebooks?
Well, we're going to be aiming for high traffic areas. So if you think about that, North Chattanooga, the Main Street area, which is obviously becoming very popular. We are hoping that some of the local businesses, such as coffee shops and restaurants, will allow us to keep it there too. Some of the problems that they experienced in Atlanta is that they would leave them out on a park bench. or somewhere in the elements, and if they don't predict or if they're not anticipating rain or inclement weather, sometimes their notebooks can get damaged. So we're hoping to be able to keep them indoors. But of course, if somebody wants to place it outdoor, then we ask them to put it at least in a covered area where if it does end up raining, then the notebook will still be okay.
So basically, be ready with a portion of a story. Now, when someone writes their portion, do you expect people to leave it kind of open-ended, like a cliffhanger for someone else to pick up, or do you find people definitively in their chapters?
Well, that's interesting. I asked that question to the founders of Story Drop Atlanta, and really there's no hard, fast rules. They can, if somebody finds the notebook, they can look at the prior page or two, or they can flip through the entire notebook and continue on the story that way, or they can choose not to look at the prior pages at all and come up with their own one-page story, which could make for an interesting story in and of itself. But the expectation is that as we are getting closer and closer to the end of the notebook, that whoever writing will be able to try to move that story along so that last two or three pages will actually have a bit of a conclusion.
Anyone can grab a pen, find the notebook, and you are required to hide it again and make sure people can find it.
The notebooks will have the Story Drop Chattanooga logo right on the front page, so it's very obvious that that is, in fact, the notebook. And on the inside cover, there are some basic instructions as far as what you need to do with the notebook, writing the story, and then, again, leaving it in some location where other people can find it.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Rabbit.
Story Drop Chattanooga begins on April 16th and will continue until the notebooks are complete. You can follow on Twitter at StoryDropCHA. Clues to the location of the Story Drop notebooks will be on Twitter and Instagram with the hashtag StoryDropCHA. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.